The Darim Parches Mishnehei Adak Shamim makes a nether until Geshamim. Geshamim is mashma. The Rosh says two things. One, it's mashma that the rain is actually falling, not just the period of rain, but it's also mashma that he's including a second period because it's a plural, and it's not just Adak Shamim, as the Mishnah says, Atshe Yuhag Shamim, or the rain exists. So both of these cases, since it's not a specific exact set time, we always mean till the time starts. But when does that time start? Atshe Teirid Revi Yishnia. Until the second rain starts falling, like we said, because it has to fall in, because that was the mashmos of his words, that it's actually raining, and it's also the second revia, the plural geshamim, like the Rush points out. Now, what is that time of the second rain? So it is a machlokes in Maseches Tainis, like we've learned, and there are even three periods, depending on when the rain actually starts. There could be three times of this second rain. The second rain can start at three different times, but the middle time would be the 23rd of Cheshvan. So let's just go after the average rainy period. If it would start in an average time, it would be the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ad Sheyagia Zmano Shel Revi'ah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues that it doesn't actually have to start raining. The time just has to come for that rain. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel here. Ad Sheyifseku Geshamim. And if he makes a nether until the rain stops, Nisan Kulo, Divrei Meir. So Meir holds that his nether is chal until after Nisan, till Nisan leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyavar HaPesach. Yehuda says it's earlier than that. Once Pesach passes, that's the end of the rainy season. And the Rav says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah continues, Koinim Yayim She'eini Toyim Hashana. If a person makes a Koinim on a Yayin that he's not going to taste for the year, Nis Abra Hashana, and even though it's a leap year, so there's 13 months, we don't just say that we're going to just go off of 12 months, because in this case, the end of the year is past 12 months. Nevertheless, we go by the full year, the full 13 months, and he's usher until the brand new year. So meaning, he's usher, he's the first Adar and even the second Adar. So he's usher the whole year. Ad Rosh Adar, to the beginning of Adar, when it's a leap year. Ad Rosh Adar Arishan. So he's ushering himself until the first Rosh Chodesh Adar. At Sof Adar, and if he makes a nether until the end of Adar in a year, so which Adar is he referring to? At Sof Adar Harishan. So the Girsa we have is the end of the first Adar, because most people are only referring to the first Adar. There are some Girsos that have that At Sof Adar is the end of the second Adar, because Adar is looked as one big month, according to that Deya. Or we're just going to go with the Girsa that we have. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koinim Yayim She'eini Toyim Ad She'ya Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person makes a Koinim on Yayin, that he's not going to taste until it's Pesach, so Ad Sheyehei. So this is a specific time. Now, normally with a specific time, it's usher the whole time, like we've said. But in this case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the wine is only usher until the first night of Pesach. Eino usher ella ad leil haPesach. Why? Shel niskaven zel ella ad shah shederach bnei adam lishtos yayin. Because this guy is only going to usher himself until the time that people would be drinking wine, meaning he's not going to asr himself from drinking Dalet Kosos. Why would he do that? So obviously in this case, normally when a person asrs and he says, Achehi, it's going to include that very time period. So let's say he made a neder not to drink milk, Achehi Pesach. So in that case, it would be asr to drink milk up into and including Pesach. But in this case, since wine is a mitzvah for that night, he obviously is only asring beforehand. This is the exception. So the Rav learns that this is actually machlokes. The Yehuda is being choilik on the previous Mishnah where Achiyehe, and that was even referring to wine, even when wine is a mitzvah, it's mashma from the previous Mishnah that he's asking himself even throughout Pesach. And in this Mishnah, Yehuda is choilik. That's one shita. However, the Rav learns that it's not a machlokes, that Mishnah is not dealing with wine, not dealing with things of mitzvahs, but in the things of mitzvahs, even that Tana, according to the Ran, would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that he's only asering himself on wine up until Pesach, but not including Pesach.